Whenever you're ready.
Okay, guys, let's begin. Okay, Ben Hashem, on Friday we'll talk about the topic of Tisha B'Av. Okay? Talk about Tisha B'Av. We spoke about a little bit in the Chaburah. We'll talk about a Tisha B'Av. So Lomaisa, give you some time if you're behind to try to keep up, Lomaisa. Yeah? Okay, Bezrat Hashem. Let's begin. I want to start with four shitas in the Rishonim that we have by Iri Mikli Rishon. Okay? Because the Rama brings this up here in Siv Zayin. So, the Taisus of Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara writes a Mema Mebeis in Shabbos. Let's start with that, that a Kli Shein is not Mevashel. Plain and simple. Kli Shein is not Mevashel. And Taisus says a famous Svara, because the walls of the Kli Shein are cold, and therefore it cools it down and you never get the Bishul. So that's a Gemara. In Shabbos and Mema Beis, Kli Shein is not Mevashel. We have to know Taisus' famous Svara, that the walls, cool it down. However, when you talk about the concept of Iri Mikri Lishon, I want to start with Lamaisa, the four shittas in Rishonim. The Ran says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, at least the Ray, the Ran quotes it, that pouring from a Kli Rishon is Kli Rishon Mamish and it's Mavashal Kulo. This is the sheet of Taisus and Shabbos, B'Shem the Ri. The Ran also quotes it, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Rosh has a different version, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh claims, Halacha Lamaisa, in Perek Gimel, in Siman Tet Zayin, in Shabbos, and that's also Taisus in Masechah Shabbos. I want you to see a Mem Beis and Mem Beis, that in fact, Lamaisa, Irui is only Mevashel Kedei Klipa Bilvad, but it is Mevashel, but only Kedei Klipa. That's the second sheet. The third sheet is the Rashbam, who holds that Iri Mikli Rishon is Lamaisa not Mevashel, even a Klipa. Why? Because of the principle to Tagover, which we learned, because you're pouring from the top to the bottom is cold. So to Tagover totally denounces everything that's being poured upon, that it's being poured upon. So it's not even Mevashel Kalei Klipa. And the fourth Shita is the Rabbein Yoina, who holds that Iru is Dino Kekli Sheni. Plain and simple. Not me time to Tagover, but even if the Kiluach, since the Kiluach travels through the air, it's not Mevashel at all. So that's what we want to start off here today, that there, Kli Shein is not Mevashel with the Taisus Svara, that the Defunas are cold, but Iri Mikri Rishon, there are four Shitas in the Rishonim. First Shita being that it's Mevashel Kulo, second Shita that it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, third Shita is not Mevashel even Kedei Klipa because of the Tagover, and the fourth Shita that it's Mamish Kekli Sheini, not because of the Tagover, because it travels through the air, it's considered to be a zero. Yes, Yom.
How does Rashbam read the Gemara in Sakhan that says that even if you hold Tatar Gavar, you still need the Kippa?
I believe that's not with a jet stream. That's touching. Cham Latok Sone, right? But when you deal with a jet stream, that's what we're talking about, Irui. That's not Irui in that Gemara per se. Okay? So that's how you're Mechalik. Okay? All right. Now, let's take it a step further now. And that is that Lamaisa, even if you hold that a Kli Sheini is not Mevashel, which we said the Gemara says, there's a major Machlokus, Lamaisa, which touches upon what we just said by Irui, and that is when you say Kli Sheini is not Mevashel, is it Mavliya? What are the words Mavliya? What does the word Mavliya mean in English? Is it able to produce juice to go in from A to B? The meat is hot. Lamaisa, and can it be Mavliya into B? Can it be Mavliya into B? Halacha Lamaisa. Can it be Mavliya into B or not? It might not be able to be Mevashel, which is a halachic concept, Yechayev Skila, and for Hilchos Shabbos, we look at Bishul, but for Isser V'Hetter, which is our topic, Basa B'Cholov, isn't Mavliya at all. So that Toysus in Membez and Bez Dermaska Aval, Yehuda, as you pointed out in Seder and Zvachim and Sadehim, Ijmasko Ira, says that there's no plea below Bishul. That's the principle of Tysus. There is no plea below Bishul. And therefore, Mehai Taima, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Irui Kli Rishon is Mavasul Kikli Rishon. Because Lamaisa, Irui Kli Rishon is Mavliya. How do you know it's Mavliya? The Gemara says in Zvachim, Beferish we learned. The Gemara says in Zvachim and Sadihem at base, and Yushalmi and Shabbos Pirakim Ulachahe, that Irui Kli Rishon is Mavliya. So if it's Mavliya, it's also got to be Mavasha. That's Tysus' principle. That if in fact Lamaisa would aim Bliya below Bishul, okay? Al Pizeh, please get it. The Magen Avraham and Shin Yud Chesiv Kut Mem Hei in Hilchos Shabbos says, according to the Marshal, there's a famous Marshal that the Shach quotes in Simon Kufei in Yordea, Sivkon Ches, we learned last summer, that a Dover Gush, a hot potato, Mamish, a steaming potato from the Chulin, is like a Kli Rishon, even though it's taken out of the pot. And it's Mavashal. Okay? Now, L'chura Tzarechiyu, that Marshal is talking about Isra V'heter. Mehechetesu, you can make a step and say there's Bliya, and from there you're Mavashal. Mehechetesu, you can say a Dover Gush is also Mavashal, Kli Rishon. In fact, the Chavis Das and Sadi Bey Sivkon Chavsayan by us says that since the Dover Gush has no walls that heat it up, the Marshal will be Moda. The Marshal will be Moda that it's not Mavashal. So please get that. The Marshal will be Moda that it's not Mavashal. So please get it, okay? In fact, the Magen Avraham says that according to the Marshal, that a Dover Gush is a Kli Rishon, not only is it Mavli, it's also Mavashal. And the Chavis Das says, I'm sorry, that's not the Pshat. A Dover Gush, the Marshal, is Moda, it says it's Mavliya for Isra V'Heter, but it's not going to be Mavashal. In Hilchos Shabbos, it will not consider to be Mavashal. And there's, so I want you to get down. So Machloikis, Magen Avraham, Chavis Das, what's Pshat in the Marshal? Lamaisa, and the Magen Avraham is holding like Tysus, that Bli is Tully and Bishul. If a Dover Gush is Mavliya Bekulo, then slam dunk, it's Mavashal Bekulo. That's the Magen Avraham. He's following the Mahalach of Tysus. That Bli and Bishar Habataliya. However, if you hold the Chavis Das, breaks that comparison. And he says, Lamaisa, in a Chanami, a Dover Gush is Mavliya and Isra Heter, but in Hilchos Shabbos, it will not be Mavashal. So that's assuming that in fact, Bli and Bishar Habataliya. However, the Ramban in Avodah Zarah in Dalet Amud Beis, the Ramaskal Ha, says no. You can break that comparison that Bli and Bishar Habataliya. Even though Iri Kli Rishon is Mavliya, it's not Mevashal. And that's truth is the Pashup Shad of the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara called in Zvachim Iri Balua below Bishar. That was the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. And the Ran says this in Shabbos. And the truth is, the Ramban brings a raya for this. Because Malich is Keroteach. Legabi what? Legabi what, Dr. Jake? Legabi Bliya Sisser. But not Legabi Achiv Skilad Shabbos. No one says, he doesn't say the Yechayv Roteach. Malich Keroteach is Bishul on Shabbos. So you see Lehedja that there's a chiluk between Bliya and Bishul. Nemeila, Lemaisa, Lefi Divrei Ramban, Yesh Makom Lomar, that even though a Klisheni also could be Dino Kiri Kikli Rishon, meaning Legabi what? Mavliya. The Irui Lomaisa Klisheni might have the same din as Kiri Kikli Rishon, it's Mavliya, but it's not Mavashal. And that's what the Marshal Paskins in Kuf Hei, the Taz quotes in Sifkan Dao, the Shem, the Marshal, Klisheni's Mavliya, Vosr Bekulo. The Gabi Yisra V'Heter will accomplish what? Also Bekulo. So, Lamaisa, you must keep this in mind, Lamaisa, Lagabi Bishul, and Mavliya. Now, the tour in Kufay, in Yordea, quotes a sheet in the middle, which is the Rashbah, who holds Lamaisa that a Klirishin is Mavasa Mavliya Kulo, but a Klisheni is not Mavasa, but is Mavliya Kidei Klipa. It's not mavliya kedei kulo, but it's mavliya kedei klipa. And the Korban Nisanel says this in Shabbos under the Rosh, Perek Gimel, Siman Tetzayin, Os Aleph, within the Rashbam. The Rashbam said, Irui Kli Rishon is Dino Ki Klisheni Legabi what? Legabi Bishul. That Irui Ki Klisheni is not a Bishul, but the Meila, but Mamakom Akom, it's Mavliya Kedei Klipa. And this is a very, very interesting concept, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kuf Hei Sif Beis, that we should be machmel chachila for the Rashba, that a klisheni is not mavashal, but it is mavliya kedei klipa. And the raya for this is the Gemara in Chulin on Chesem and Beis. Hashoich and Besakin Shalakim Ravam Rakolif v'chulei. And the Gemara says, what's the rationale? Time of the Rav, because the Beis Hashchit is roteach. Now that's not roteach mamish. It's even less than chom of klisheni, but nevertheless it's mavashal kedei klipa. So there it is, says the Rashba. It's mistaber, even though a klisheni is not mavashal, but it's mavliya kedei klipa. And ikaro, the Rashba is moted at Taisus, that bli is totally bibishal. But he just says, when there's a beis hashchita, there's a bli mixas, even though the chom is not strong, there's no mavashal there, but if you have dochka de sakine, with that other element of dochka sakine, it's mavliya, even though it's not mavashal. And that's what the Bir Agra says in Kufay Sof Sif Katan Yud Gimel. So Bi'ikaron, he might say that Bli is totally mishul. Here, there's another element here called Docha de Sakine. And that's what the what? That's what the Shach says in Simon Kufay Sif Katanei Paskas like the Marshal, that Kerulishon Agave Eish is also Kedei Klipa, even if it's not Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. Even if it's not the Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. So even if we're not Machmer so much, but Mikomokom Beis Hashchite, where you cut the meat, and it's Cham Ksas Besok and Shalisser, there's enough to say it's also Kedei Klipa, Halacha Lamaisa. So this is what I want to bring out, Lamaisa. These sheet is about Irui, Halacha Lamaisa, Irui Klirishin, and how the role of Bliya plays in with the Bishul. Now this brings us to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Samech Hei Sif Yud, Alpidav, he passes like Rabbi Natan, it's in Hilchos Malichin, and Alpidav on the Rosh, that Irui Klirishon is Mavashal Kedei Klipa. Irui Klirishon is Mavashal Kedei Klipa. That's the way he passes. So they say from the Tiv Chayim and Simon Pedal writes, so when you pour on cold food, the Irui is Mavashal Kedei Klipa. Because Midinta Togavar, it's not going to be Spashal Kulo. But if you pour on something Cham, or you pour on a kli, then the iri is mavashal kulo. Because on a kli there's no tintah gavar. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam will say iri is mavashal kedei kulo in that case. Only b'moko, shen tintah gavar, when you pour on the kli, then you'll say kulo. But his sheet in general is, halacha lemaisa, that it's mavashal kedei klipa. But if you dig me up a scenario, lemaisa, where you avoid tintah gavar, where you pour out something chab, or on a kli, then in the chanam the mavashal kedei kulo. This is the psak of the mechaber. So he goes like the rushes of Rabbeinu Tam, like we said, which is the second sheet that we presented in the beginning about irui. But you can wiggle room a little bit and get to iser kulo in a situation where lamaisa it's chab on the bottom or it's on a kli. Now the Prima Godin in the Mishpasot Zav Kuf Hei Sifkan Dalit says according to Marshal Nataz Lichachila Iri Mikli Rishos Mevashal Kulo. He just says Behefse Merubah Das Ataz you can be make that it's Kedei Klipa. So let's get that Halacha Lamaisa. Let's get that Halacha Lamaisa. But the din is Halacha Lamaisa. We go like the Mechaber. He passes like the Avon Rabbeinu Tam in the Rosh. This is the Mechaber. Now, what do we say, Lamaisa? What do we say about this din? Halacha Lamaisa of Iri Mikli Rishon. Is it minat Torah? Is it min Rabbanan? So the Mishnah Berura in Shinyan Chesiv Karnav quotes the Rambam. Halacha Lamaisa. He quotes the Rambam. So it seems from the Rambam pretty clear, Halacha Lamaisa, that in order to be the Araisa, it's got to be Michael Ben Yeshua and both stud of the piece of meat. So when you say Urim and Kli Rishon is Mevashel, it's only given Mevashel Midrabanan. The Urim is Mevashel only Midrabanan, because we need Machel Ben Nisroi, and it's only Mashkele Klipa. You need Machel Ben Nisroi, you need Machel Ben Nisroi, Mishnei Tzadim Davka. This is a Raman Perites of Hashab Salachahei. So Mishnah Brura quotes in the beginning of the Simin Shinyud Chesiv Katan Aleph, he quotes this din. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that even if you want to say Irui is Mavashkari Klipa, it's only Midrabanan Lafi the Mishnah Brura. However, Reb Moshe, in Orach Chaim Chelek Alf Sof Simin Sadi Gimel, says Irui is Mavashkari Klipa Mina Taira. It's a din diraisa. And it patters Chala. Taisa says in Psachim and Daflam and Zayin, because we learn from the Pasuk Tevushal. So you see Beferish Halacha L'maisa that the Ramaisha argues on this Mishnah Brura and the Shartzian there, in the Shartzian Shishinikas Oshei. So it comes out, I want you to get this Machlokes Mishnah Brura Ramaisha, when you say Irui is Kirei Rishon is Bevasha Kirei Klev is the Diraisha Drobonon. Mishnah Brura Shartzian says Drobonon, Ramaisha says Diraisha. Okay. Now, let's get to the Ramah now in Samaches, Sifyud there, in Ups Malicha. Gipaskin is based on Tyson's Vakim in the Ran. Lo Mikra Iliak Shonifsa Kaki Luach Mikli Arishon, Kishinaga Lamata. Avain Posek Far Lo Mikra Irui, Veno Osir. So here, the Ramah writes from Tyson the Ran that Irui is good when the jetstream is not broken. But if the jet stream is broken, it's not called Irui, and it doesn't aser. What does the word eno oser mean? Eno oser lavliya lafli ke'echad. Ach oser lavliya atzma k'dei klipa. The Shach says that in Simen Kufei Sivkanei. So says the kids of Shulchan Aruch there as well. So you see b'feirish, l'maisa, that Irui shenifsa kakeluach, what is its status? So, l'maisa, the Ramah says in Samaches Yud we just mentioned, it's only going to aser l'maisa k'dei klipa lavliya. That it's not lavliya lafli k'echa. It only osers k'dei klipa. Fine. And that's echoed in our sin, in Sadi Beis of Zion. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, im nifsa k'ki luach, dino k'kli sheni. The kibluch min arok deira rotacha shaholach akner sones im nifsa kibluch min akner rotes kodem shegiel atzonen havinami kikli sheni often a ramah by us in Siv Zayin vimlo nifsa harikiri vakner sones nesuk am yunusleles bo im the kibluch hanogei begerer da atashim so kashari nish and iri also lekele klipa. So you see beferish and the mitzvah Yaakov in klavu and vavos tevav and tezayin the primi kodem shiv tedasim and saribes os lamuches. Asher k'dei klipa, when you're pouring on a michael. If you're pouring on a kli, it's going to be also only k'dei greater. Just scratch it off. And the Chachmas Avram, the Kishmar say no. They say he's not machalik, he always asks k'dei klipa, all the time. Okay. But whatever it is, what we want to bring out from here is this principle of iri kli rishon that's nifsa kaki luach. Its strength is what? Its strength is taken away, l'maisa. And therefore, we had said Iri releases Mavash Kedei Klipa, but if it's Nifsa Kakiluach, we're going to say it only Asers what? It's only Lavliya Kedei Klipa. Certainly not Mavashal at all. And that's echoed also by the Machaber and Siftes. Please get this. Please get the Makairis. It's echoed by the Machaber and Siftes. What is the Machaber saying in Siftes? He quotes the Shumas Adeshin, if you have Nir Shochelu, it's not Chalov. You have a candle of fat that's hard, but it's hot, and it fell l'maisa on the kli. Bless you. All you need is greda. All you have to do is scratch it off l'maisa. It melted from the chomanir, and the gon in Sifkan Kufmen Beis says, "What is this based on?" And the shach in Sifkan Lamed Ches, "What is this based on?" It's based on iri shenifsa kiluach. This was a jet stream that it was broken. And therefore, all you need is what? Greta. All you need is greta. I, the Shach, in Kuf Hei, Sivkane says, we paskin Mavasa Kedei Klipa. And in Shabbos, the Bas Machovich, we usher. But Lamaisa, Nifsa Kikiluach, Lamaisa, it's not Mevashel Kedei Klipa. What is it, Yaakov? Mavliya Kedei Klipa. It's Mavliya Kedei Klipa. And Lamaisa, it's not even Mavliya Kedei Klipa, the Ramah says. If it's Nifsek HaKlipa, it's not even Kedei Klipa. Meaning it's Mavliya a little bit, Lamaisa. It's not Mavliya, Mavliya Kachas. So greater alone is enough. It's Mavliya a little bit. It's not Mavliya, Havliya Lahaflit is like a lot. So that's what you need Kedei Klipa. But Lamaisa, he says, Lahavli Lamaisa. He says, so that's what the Ramah says in Samaches, in Sif Yud, Lamaisa. In Samaches, Sif Yud, it could very well be, Lamaisa, that Legabe, we see Linin Shabbos, Iri Klirishon, and this is not Mavashal. It's not Mavashal at all. But Lamaisa, it'll be what? It'll be Mavli a little bit, enough Lamaisa. That the Ramah at least seems to say in Samaches you need Kedei Klipa. But here, the Shach is being Mazin the Mechaber, here he says, Greater alone was enough. Greater alone is enough. Allah Halamaisa. All you need is greater. Right? All you need is greater. I guess greater will be tantamount to it's a Kli, so it's tantamount to Kedei Klipa here. You can't rip off some of the Kli, so I guess you scratch it off. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Allah Halamaisa, in Shinyan Ches, also Kanayin Dal, Iri Klirishos Mavashal, Ach Varak Hechad Alon Nifsekilo, where the jet stream is not broken. Otherwise, Lamais will be Dino Keklishen. Okay? So this is the Chiddush they want to bring out here. So let's just take that a step further now. Okay? And Kiluach, that the Ramah does. Kiluach Miklirishon. So the Ramah says, Al Pi the Shari Dura in the Maram, Kiluach Menakderit Otachas. It goes over the Kirat Shehagil, the Kedera. If it's Nifsek HaKeluach Ben HaKedera, the Rotachas, before it gets to the Sonen, it's a Kli Sheni. It's considered to be like a Kli Sheni. Okay? And the Primer Godim says, even though the Shach HaKufei says, according to the Ramah, Iru is Asa Agabe Heter, a Kli Kripa, Shiny Hukh the Nisqa HaKira Sonenis. It traveled through a cold a pot, a whole surface, a stovetop. So it's mamish kikli sheni. It doesn't asr. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, now the Taz in Zivkon Chavav says even if the makom kedera where the kibbutz fell was hot of yatzel lettuce, well then the kedera would be asr. Okay, but lemaisa we're saying that if it's running through the stovetop and it was before it got to the cold, it's like a kli sheni. It's Nischal, Gabi Kira, it's considered to be, if Nifsak, the jet stream, it's Kikli Sheni. Then the Ramah continues, and if the jet stream is not broken, it's Ki'irui. It's Ki'irui, Lamais, and the Kedera Sonenis is Aser. If it's Yad Soledisbo, the Kiluach, when it touches the Kedera, the Tafshon side, Lamaisa, will be Mutter, because Ein Iri Osa Rakade Klipa. And the Taz Paskin, Mokum Shein Hefsim Ruben, the Tafshul also would be Usr. If it's Mokum Shein Hefsim Ruben. So Lamaisa, that Lamaisa is tremendous Chiddush, the Taz, but Pashup Shad again is, we're saying that if it's not Nifsuk, it's Ki'irui, and the Kedera Sonenis would be Usr. If the Tziad Soledis Bo B'Kinuach, then it would be Usr. The Tafshul Lamaisa would be Mutter, because it's not Usr going to keep it. The Taz says, no, let the Tafshul be Usr as well. Okay. But then the Ramah concludes, "Ava ima kederi chama hu kli rishon, the kol sheken omen etzala eish, afilu kiluach utzonei hakol aser ditatagaver vavetzonei letoch cham the kulo aser k'mush yisbar leol simin sadi aleph." If the pot is hot, it's a kli rishon for sure. If it's on eish, even if the jet stream is cold, the whole thing is aser. So the Taz here is very bothered by the Ramah. He says, this should not be a mitzias of Tatar Gover. It should be like two pots in Nogim Zebezeh. One is cold and one is hot. It should be only Asher Kedei Klipa, like it says in Kufei Siv Gimel, Yu Ramah himself said. The Taz is bothered by, why would you consider this to be what? Tatar Gover. And the Shach responds, what are you talking about? I'll tell you why it's Tatar Gover. Is the jet stream coming from up top? Of course it is. That's Elah Gover. Number two, the Kedera Zomenes bin Koma, it's considered Tata. And number three, the Cholov is Mekadeach al HaKedera, it flows on the Kedera, the Rosh Hashi law. So he says this fits the perfect match, and therefore he says the Ramah is absolutely correct. He argues on the Taz, and is matzdik him 100%. So I wanted to just point out, Lamaisa, this concept of the two, because the Ramah compares it midi to have, right? The Ramah compares it to midi to have on, he says, a lashon, it's compared to what? It's compared to Shnei Kederes Zubazu. That's a lashon that he says at the end of Ches. Right? He compares me now to Shnei Kederes Noga Zubazu. They know some Zubazu Benegia. And Kol Shekin Bezeya, which we're going to get to. So this din, Lamaisa, this halacha that we're talking about when the Kli Lamaisa is considered to be one next to another, what is that all about? There's an important principle. The Ramah says, "Shteiken eres anogat zu bezu, ein osim zu etzu." And the Gaon says, "What's it based on? Zivkon mem aleph, ein balul yotzu michaticha chaticha below rotev." It says in Kufay Siv Zion that you can't have rot, blia can't travel without a liquid. So if you have two pots that are touching one another, they don't asser one another. But the Ramah says that's only gabi chatiches. The Ramah there is only gabi chatiches, but a kli, it's balei and isser. That it's touching, even if it's not shamein. It's mashal from the Ramah, the Lagavi Kalim, we say Balu is Yotze even without Rote. And how are you Machalik? Because over there on Kuvay, it's a clean and Ochel that are touching one another. But in a Chanami, Lamaisa, in a Chanami, a clean and Ochel is what's touching one another. But in reality, the Ramah's motive, what's Balu in a Kli, is not Yotze with Kli Acher without Rote. You need to have Rote. That's one shot you could say it shot in the Ramah, Lamaisa. Okay, that Kli's Balei Isser, even if that Isser Shomei, by Kalim, we assume it's Yotze Lamaisa. By a Kli with Ochel, it's fine, Lamaisa, without Rote. But a Kli to a Kli, Lamaisa, it's not Yotze, Kliak without Rote. But then the Rav wanted to say another shot. Shnei Kineris Ein Osun Zuhutsu Benegia is not because of the Klal Ein Balua Yotze Mechaticha Lachnich Below Rote. There's a Halachim. The halacha is ein kli bolei mikli. There's a special din. And then afkamini is even a davar shomein that's nivul b'kli is not yotze kliyachar without rotev. Even though the two chatichas touch one another, with a bli is davar shomein, it's yotze without rotev, but two kalim, it doesn't make a difference. Even if there's a davar shomein that was in the kli, it, one kli to another kli they touch, it's not yotze without rotev. And that's what the Prima Gadim says in Kufay Sifte Da Sifkon Chavez Ein Kli Osa Kli Af Im Echad Balua Ben Davar Shomein. Amazing, because there's a new din. The Rav said there's a special halacha Ein Kli Osa Kli. And Lamaisa, that's the Gabi a Kli Osa Kli below Rotev. But Ayine Rotev, one Kli is Bolea from that, and then it's Nogin Zeb Zeb. If through Rotev it's Bolea Kliyecha from the Sheni, even if they're Nogin Zeb Zeb. So the question is, how does that work? Does it work from the Kli to the water, then to the Kli, or does it go straight? And then after me, it would be, is that considered not Parnat? Is it Mutter by Basu B'cholof? That's how Machleg is in Rishonim. If you have two plates, one Basur and one Cholof, Tyson Chul and Kufi Bezma Abdimaskul Hilchosa writes, if both are Ben Yomos, if both are Ben Yomo, what's the din? They're Usser. If both are Ben Yomo, the din is they're touching one another, it's Usser. But the Rabban and the Rosh, it's not Parnat, because it goes through water, the whole thing is mutter. And that's how Machlaik is Mechaber, Ramah, and Sadi Hesef Gimel, God willing, we'll get to it. The Mechaber is Mekel, the Ramah is Machmer. So there is such a halacha of Ein Kli, Oser Kli, the Rav wanted to say without Rotev, and that's a special din. So in this Ramah, the Ramah makes a comparison, he says it's like a din of what? It's like a din of Tatar Gavar. The Taz says it's not like that at all. It's like one side by side, the Shach says it exactly is. But on that din of Shnei Nogin Zeb Zeb, we should know that's Allah Ein Kli Osir Kli. Okay, that brings us now, Lamaisa, to this Shach, I'm sorry, to this Taz, famous Taz here in Sadi Beis, where the Taz writes Sifkot Lamed B'Shem the Maharil, what's the story of a Matzekis, a ladle? What's the status of a ladle? Allah Lamaisa. So, this is an important Machlekis. Shaila, the Taz writes, the Farish, okay? He quotes a Maharil. What's the din in such a case, halacha lamaisa, of a, is it a status like a klirishin, a klisheni or not? So, the bottom line is that it seems that the shita, the ma'ril, is that a ladle, that seems, it's beferish, that a ladle's dino kiklisheni, beferish. Okay? It's dino kiklisheni. This is the ma'ril shita. And the taz here, in Sadi Beis, you make sure you see it in Sifkot Lamed, the taz argues, it says, a ladle's kiklirishin. Halacha lemaisa, however, there is a chavis das. The chavis das writes that if you put a davar sheni mevushal in a matzekes, it's like klirishon and it's mevashal. So if you put something in a ladle, you'll be chayav skila. If you pour from the matzekes on a davar sheni mevushal, it's considered iri shenifsek hakeluach and it's not mevashal. That's the shita of the chavis das. Okay, that's the shita of the chavis das. You have three different shitas, halacha lemaisa. You have three different shitas. What exactly is considered to be what? It's considered to be a matzekes. Okay? Obviously, it has a lot of nafkeminis, halacha lemaisa. But the truth of the matter is that the Nekudas HaKesefer, points out, lemaisa, that Taisus and Agos Ramonis and Ramah, the Nekudas HaKesefer, Mishabura, say it's a klirisho lechumra. To lafuke, you can't do agala in a matzekes. And the Russian tour says it's a klirishon bein lechumra, bein lekula. You could do agala. And the Miri, the Ma'aril, the Prichadosh, and the Chavistas, the Matiyudin, the Mishtabura, and Shinuches is kekli sheni. But if the matzekes stays in the kedera until it gets really hot, it'll be kekli rishon. So this brings us to a steer in the Mishtabura. There's a steer in the Mishtabura. There's a three Mishtaburas on this din of matzekes. The first Mr. Brura is in Shin Yilches Sifkon Pei Zayin, where he says, if you show it b'kli reka mitol kli rishon, yeshom edidino ke kli rishon. So if you leave it in there until it gets really hot, it's a kli rishon. So he's machmed in a matzek is dino ke kli rishon, kol shken if you leave it in there, b'tok shir kedei retichet. However, the Mr. Brura writes, in earlier in Sifkot and Pei Hei in Shin Yuches, Mr. Brewer has a lashon. Hello, Kazer Ma'ish Lizar B'Zalim wrote Zalitein Pas Yamtin Atchlo Yeh Atzat Zalus B'Marak Olachol Apochus Yishav B'Kaf Minek Derek Nishiyeh Akara Kli Shlishi. Seems like he's holding like the Ma'aril that a Matzekes is Dino Kikli Sheni, and he echoes this in Reish Nun Gimel. Sof Sifkot and Pei Dalud. There are three Mr. Brewers. A lot of people only quote two. There's three. If the kitnius is with the marak, shibakara, it's a stand like amre, you should be careful not to pour out it from a klirishon, kim ayidei kaf. So you see, beferish, again he's being makel, like the ma'ril, that a matzekes dino kiklishen. So, lemaisa, how do we answer this student, Mishnah Brewer? I just want to offer two terutzim to answer this student, Mishnah Brewer. The Minchas Yitzchak wants to say, halacha lemaisa, since it's a machloikis, what the status of matzekes is sveik edidina. So if you're mistopic, whether it's a klirishin or klisheni, you're going to be machmir. And if you're mistopic, whether it's a klisheni or klishlishi, then you should be maker. That's what he wants to tainin. That's what he wants to tainin lomaisa. How you forever for lomaisa? This is what the Minchas Yitzchak wants to say. Chelik Beis Simen Kuchav Zayin Nechus Az Dibru. And you can touch it up a little bit. If the tafshuf nimsa matzekes, it's dino kikli rishon. When you pour from the matzekes to another kli, you should consider what you pour from it to a kli as considered a kli shlishi. Like we said, even though unless it stayed in there a long time, that'll be kikli rishon. That's one mahalach to frem for the stira in the Mishnah Brewer. Okay, that's one mahalach to frem for the stira in the Mishnah Brewer. It's a little bit difficult. Why? Because the Mishnah Brewer in Sifkot Mem Hei, which was the second Mishnah Brewer, which we said is holding like the Ma'aril, it's a little bit difficult because he's talking about their onions and garlic. And then, we never put those in a Kli Rishon. So why would he be Mekel? There's nothing to be Mitzarif L'maisa. There's no Sniff L'Kula. Unless you say that B'Tzalim are like Tavlin, that are not Mispasim a Kli Sheni. But Lamaisa, this is how the Midrash Shitzit wants to say. But there's another answer, the answer of the student, the Mishnah Berurah, and that's the Shmir Shabbos Kilchusim. Shmir Shabbos Kilchusim, Perek Alf Harakuf Pei, answers the student, the Mishnah Berurah, based on the following. You look in the Chazon Ish, in Chukhufka, Pesivkot, and Gimel, the Chiluk is between a Kedera Agabi Eish and Shalom Agabi Eish. If it's ala eish, then the spoon, the ladle's a kli rishon. If it's off the eish, then the ladle is a kli sheni. And this is how you want to forem for lamaisa. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkon Pei Zayin, if you leave the matzekas shir kedei retich b'toch kli rishon, everyone's kli rishon. But madu, why does he say mem, why doesn't he mechalik like that at Sifkot mem hey? So the Terech says, at Sifkot mem hey, it's talking about it's off the fire. It's off the fire. So Memeila, it's not considered to be what? It's Yef Shal Hotzi Ocham in Akter, Shinim Sa Gabesh. You can't do it if it's Al Eish, but then there's a din of Hagasa, store, you're stirring it. So talking about the Kedera Shalom Agabesh, Memeila, we're not worried about it getting to a Shir Kedera Ticha. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah doesn't have to mention this Chiluk. It's clear we're talking about Shalom Agabesh. Mashenkin and Sifkon Pei Zayin, which was the first Mishnah Berurah we said, he's talking about water. And there's no problem that Avni Nezer said about Hagasa by water. It's a Chiddush, but that's what he wanted to tie in it. Yitochen, Avni Nezer writes, don't know Hagasa by Maim and Orachayim Simenun Tes, that Kederis is Al Eish, and that's why he had to what? That's why he had to make the difference. If it's in there for a long time, Lamaisa, then everyone agrees that it's considered to be Kli Rishon. So maybe that's the way you can answer up the Mishnah Berurah, Halach Lamaisa. The Chilutim Matzek has been Shoiv Min Akli, a Rishon Tzana Eish, which is Kli Rishon. That's considered to be a klisheni. And that's in Pei Zayin, he's Pasuk L'chumro, because he's talking about Agave Eish. Mashenkin Mem Hei, in Reish Nun Gimel, he's talking about a situation where it's Chutz L'Eish, and therefore L'maisa, Mishnah Berurah will go L'kula, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Only problem with this Mahalach, to answer up the steer of the Mishnah Berurah based on the Chazon Ish, is that the Chazon Ish himself in Yordea Simon Lamed Beis says that a Matzekis is a problem. Even if it's Shalom Agabi Eish, you should treat it like a Kli Rishon. So it comes out of Stirim in Menei Obey in the Chazon Ish, Lomaisa. So maybe you have to go back to the Minchas Yitzchak's Pshat, Lomaisa, and go with that, Halacha Lomaisa. Maybe you have to go with that, Halacha Lomaisa, for the Yuad, to frem for the Stirim in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Avdi Yosef, at the end of the day, says the Halacha is like the Ma'aril, that a Matzeka we pour from Kli Rishon is Dinuk Kli Sheni, Machmer Tov Lo Bracha. But if it stays in there a long time, it's definitely going to be a dino kikli rishon. Okay. So, Lamaisa, there we have the din of in Siv Zayin, and we touched upon Lamaisa, some of Siv Tes too as well, Halach Lamaisa, and that now brings us to the din of what? The din of Zayin. What is the din of Zayin? The din of Zayin is steam. The din of Zayin is steam. We already touched upon it with the Shach. You remember what the Shach said when we did Tipa Gabi Kedera? We said it's Sliya. It's not Bishul, is there? So we said that Lamaisa, there is some type of liquid that is happening. Remember from the steam the Shach points out, and that makes it, transforms it into Bishul. Where is the institution of Zaya? So the Gaon points out in Mishnah Machshirin. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, we have to know all the Shachs. Mirchatz Tmeya, Zayasa Tmeya. If the Mirchatz of Mayim Sheum, of course, the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnah, because if it's water that's in the ground of a Mayim, it can't become Tomei. So it's Mayim Sheuvim. It says Zayasas Tmeya. The Zaya that comes from the Mirchatz is Machshir, and also it's Metame at the same time. The Gaon says that's the Makar of Zaya from that Mishnah Meseches Machshir. So Memeila, we have a situation in the Mechaber here in Sifches. Machvashel cholov, milchik, frying pan. Shenastu b'kirachas tachas kederi shel baser. It's put under a pot of baser, hot pot of baser. Hazeh olam of nivla b'kederi voseris. The steam goes up and absorbs and shoots down and asers. And the pretor in Sifkon Pei Zayin says the machvas is also aser. The machvas is wider. And we know for sure that the steam got inside when it went back down. Okay? If it's very small, Lamaisa, in other words, it's going to dry out. If the koch of the aces go over that the steam dries out, Lamaisa, then maybe there's room to be matter the machmas. But Lamaisa, if it's much wider on the bottom, it's going to asr. Halacha Lamaisa. So it's going to asr in the kedera Lamaisa. It asr is halacha Lamaisa. Now the Rama says I'll pee the chumas adeshin. This is talking about when the machmas is magula. The machmas is open, and the steam goes right up from the Michael itself to the Kedera above it. And we're talking about that it's Yad Soleya and Yad Soletis and the Zay itself, but Makmashin Ogeva Kedera. If it's not Yad Soletis, then everything's mutter. So we assume in the oven it's going to be steam, right? It's going to be Yad Soletis boat, and it's going to be a problem. It's not Yad Soletis boat, it's going to be mutter. Now, I want to mention how much meat. How much meat has to be in the Kedera El Yona so that the basar will not become usher from the challah below it? So the Rush says the basar is not usher only when there's 3,600. 60 times 6 kineg the chalav, kineg the challah of the milk and the machmas. Now who does that remind you of? In the beginning of Shir yesterday, I made a mistake. We point out the machlaikis. I said maybe it's not a machlaikis, but it is. That's what I want to correct. You remember we had the tipus cholov that's on the fleshik basar mibachutz. What's the din of the tafshin kedera? So we point out a machlaikis the smag and the maram Rutenberg. What did the smag say? The smag said the drop passes the whole kedera and all the tafshin, even if you have shishim. So I said, oh, even if you have shishim, but maybe he would agree with the maram Rutenberg that says if you have 3,600, it'd be good. That's wrong. He says once it's usher for good based on the principle of Hanan. According to the Smag Lamaisa, you view it as, phases. It's chelik bechelik, meaning you asser the spot, then you asser the kli, Lamaisa, the walls of the kli, and then you're not going to have enough what? You're not going to have enough food, Lamaisa. It's always going to be chanan, and everything's going to always be chanan. So it's infinity. So that's where I made a mistake yesterday. He's making a stand, the Smag, that everything's going to be asser. The Ma'arim Rumberg says you view it all as one thing together. And in a chanam, if you come up with 3,600 food in there, then it'll be what? What? It'll be mevatalim. Because the tipa went in the walls, and then if you have 3,600 food, it'll mevatal what? It'll mevatal what's in the walls. So I want to correct that from this. That's a, but first, it's a definitely machloikis between the smag and the Ma'arami Rutenberg. And that's why I bring this up now. I waited, because that's exactly what's happening here. The Isser v'Hetter says, I'm sorry, the Rush says, that the meat is only usher if you have 3,600 kineged the chalav. That's like the Ma'arami Rutenberg. But the Isser v'Hetter says, no, the basar is not usher, even if you have shishim kineged the chalav. Like the svar of the smak. The smak was the third sheet that we had yesterday, that you need shishim and the tafsh kineged the teep and everything's fine. Remember we said that? That was the third sheet. So the Isser v'Hetter is going along with the smak. And the basar is not usher as long as you have shishim. How is the Ramah Machriya here? How is the Ramah Machriya here? The Ramah's Machriya. Im hayacholov. The Machvas being in Shishim Mitavshil Shiva Kedera. Neged acholov Shiva Machvas. He's Machriya like the Isser v'Hetter. He passes like the Isser v'Hetter. It's going like the Svar of the Smak. Vesatavshil Mutter Vakdera Aser. Kedin Nafla. He did what? Tipish enough when they get roads. That's what the Kinegar points out. Sifkan Chaf. That's exactly the one. That's exactly the smack. Halacha l'maisa. That's exactly the smack. Right? That's exactly the smack. And l'maisa, since the Shulchan Aruch paskins earlier like the smack, right, in Siv Zayin, it's nearer that he would be motored to the Ramah. Because the Ramah is going with this mahalach of the smack. He's going with this mahalach of the smack. So therefore, you need shishim and the tafshul will be mutter, but the kedera will be usher. And that's what the smak said. The smak said, if you have shishim connected to the tafshul is going to be okay. But the kedera, poshim shat l'maisa, the kedera is going to be what? It's going to be a problem, halach l'maisa. Right? The kedera is going to be a problem. And that's what l'maisa, that's what I want to point out, that the mechaber probably would be motored to the Ramah. Because the Mechaber went early with the smock, and the Ramah is going with the smock, halacha l'maisa. And therefore, we're going to say that what, the tafshul will be good, as long as you don't pour on that side out, but the kedera lemaisa, the gedera will be what? Will be a problem. And that's exactly what he's saying here. Halacha lemaisa. So the tafsha will be okay, basa will be okay, but the gedera lemaisa will be a problem. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? The gedera will be a problem. Halacha lemaisa. Fine. Now, this brings us to the following shaila. Okay? This brings us to the following shaila. So again, the machvis is a problem. The tafsha will be mutter. Shaila, how much pasul you need there to be mutter? 3,660, and we're going with 60. And the machaber amar are going to hold like the smock. Now, I want to point out, this institution of Zeya, we learned last summer, Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. What about Zeya? Zeya Milsa or Zeya Lav Milsa? The sweat, the steam. So, Lamaisa, the Ramah writes, based on the Ma'ari, the Truma Zadeshin, the Ma'ari is a Truma Zadeshin, if it's not Yatzel, let us go the Zeya, I call Shari. So hang the meat, if you hang the meat, hang it, to dry out on kederas of milchus. I don't know, when a guy is not careful. He hangs a piece of meat on milchus pots. We're not choshes to Zeya that's Ola. We're not choshes to the Zeya that's Ola. Mi'ulich achila yesh lezar b'kolse. The Ramah writes, you should be careful about all this. So Rabbi Kivager writes, well, if you have a subject, whether it's Yatzel, lettuce, bezeya, you can be makel. Unless it's very tight. It's a very small thing, like a small convection oven. And the zeya cannot spread out. That's how you kash your microwaves through the zeya, right? It's a small spot. So if the zeya has no makom lispashe, like you put the machos in a hole, then at the suffix, you have to ask. Again, if you have a suffix with its yatsa lettuce bow in the zeya, you can be makel, says the kidding. But if it's in a small spot where there's no makom lispashe, you have to be what? You have to be machmir. And Rabbi Kivager writes, if the upper pot is hot, even though the zeya itself is not yatsa lettuce bow, the kedera will be usher as well. So this brings us to the following. What we're talking about in this situation is zeya from what? From challah, from a liquid. Zeyas mashkin. That's what the Rosh is talking about. This is what the Rosh is talking about. Zeyas mashkin. What about by Oakland? So the Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkan Vav here says, Ein zeyaso kamohu. He says, zeya food, lamaisa, the zeya is not like the food itself. And the Sefer Shari Isravet, which I quoted you before earlier in the summer, points out a mechaber in Simen Tov Nun Aleph Siftet Vav. That's mashma against that. That Zeyas Ochlin is Oser. What's the case? Says the mechaber Tov Nun Aleph Siftet Vav, Kisui Shel Barzel. You have a lid of iron. Shemisimen Osa Acharara. That you put on a cake, kishenefes al akira, when you bake it on the kira sarach libun. Why do you need libun? Why do you need libun? Says the Mishnah Berurah, sarach libun sifkan peyesh shivrov apam nogea akisu beguf acharara shetachtav ubolea mimenu tam achameitz shloi de mashke elai de chom haesh. You need stark what libun chomer. So lemaisa, what do you see from this mechaber? That there's a concept called zeyas ochlin. Says the Shari Yisur v'heter. So even though while we medaye that this rush says that zeyas chalav is kamo chalav atzmo, and lemaisa, we have the raya from sadi beis sifbeis kisui kedera is like near devils mishpasha bekulo. And we have the Mishnah Machshirin, Halacha Lemaisa, right? That's water over there in the Mishnah Machshirin. So maybe it's all limited to water. That says the Pesachei Tshuva Tzivkat Vav. But if you open up this Mechaber or a Chayim, he applies Zayat even Ochelin. So let's get that down, Halacha Lemaisa. Now, it's interesting that the Sharatzin says, Yesh line if it's Eim Haya Eino Ben Yomo. Efsharach Ananog Lachme Beino Ben Yomo, Uchalun serves it. That's a pose. Chometz mikri heterevola. Vesagi hagola apamakum tzarech libu. So maybe you could say it's a terevola and it's an inav yomo, and therefore if you only need hagola libun kal, you know what libun kal is? It gets so hot that the straw outside of it or the Kleenex gets blackened. So it's not libun chomer with a blowtorch. So libun kal is like hagola. So maybe you could say a shtickle, it's an inav yomo. Maybe only the agala, maybe the mukaw would be good. Achar kach matzadi bein zebeish lavromos yud yud aluf umuchuk sham. The belav have some ruba in lahakal apid yevet. If it's not have some ruba, then you should you do libum. But what I'm saying here, this is a cake. This is a cake of chametz that's put on a what spit? Lamaisa. You need libum. Kisu shel barzo shemisim no sa acharoru. You put it on top of the cake. Kishenefas akabikira. Wasn't touching, but the steam went up. The stomach, you need libun on the what? On the spit. Even though the cake wasn't on it. So you see there's an institution of Zayas Oakland as well. Okay. Let's take this a step further now. Okay. And that is, Lamaisa, the Ramah says, what happens if the machvas is mechusa? The Ramah says, I'll pee the Mordechai. Chenim a machvas mechusa, if the machvas is covered, hakol shari. Midi dahavi ashtei kederis no gezubazu. He says, if the machlis is covered, don't worry about zeya. It gets blocked. It's like shtei kederis no gezubazu, de ain osun zuet zu v'negiya, which we said earlier in shir, lamaisa, that's negiya, koshkem zeya. Miu lichachil eish lezar b'kol zeya. You should lichachil be machmer. So we said that the Rav said there's a din, ain kli osur kli. That was the din that we said, ain kli osur kli. But the bottom line is that if you have steam in Zaya, if it's mechusa, it's totally good, but you have it for sure. But lechachila, you shouldn't do it because we're makel lemaisa by shtei kederes noga zubazu. There's not considered to be an issur. So and that's the rav that was machadish this din. Alach lemaisa, this is the rav that was machadish this din lemaisa. That ain't kli is Allah ain't kli bolei mikli. Okay. So lechachili shouldn't do it, but b'diavad it's certainly okay. So let's take this even a step further. What's the din of the kedera, the fleisha kedera, that's rotachas, that you removed from off the milchik pan, if the zeh is b'chom that's not yad soledes bo? If the zeh is b'chom that's not yad soledes bo? What do you say about that? You have the fleisha pot, you took off, it was on top of the milchik with Zeya, Bechom, that's not Yatza lettuce ball. So the dark Yisuv had the Tzimin Tzadim Yisuv Kon Chalaf, quotes a machloik is Gedol Lachroinim with this. The Prima Godim, in the Mishpasot Tzav, Yisuv Kon Chalaf Tess, and the Zivchei Tzedek say the Kedera is Asr. The Kedera is Asr. And the Yad Yehuda says the Kedera is Mutter. And you want to be Machmer, to Asr the Kedera, that's fine. But you're not going to be Machmer you're not going to be machmer to asu the tafsu. That's too much. So the question has to be asked there. If it's not yad so lettuce bowl, why would any sheet in achronim say it would be asur? Yad so lettuce bowl. It's not yad so lettuce bowl. What's going on? So maybe you could say the following. We said earlier that if there was docha the sakinin, the besab liya was roteach, there was no esh. But with the kapon of dochet sakine, there is possible to have some bliya, even though it's not yatzaletis bo, as a moshul. So who would nami? Maybe you could say, halacha lemaisa, that there is a possibility that maybe, even though it's not yatzaletis bo, zeya, maybe is considered to be different in the sense that it's like a mamashus. And therefore, even though it's not Yatzeletis bowl, even though Yatzeletis bowl, Poshub Shad Lamaisa, we've always learned everything less than Yatzeletis bowl is a nothing, but maybe you could say the shtickle bliya. Just like we were saying earlier in Shir, Klisheni is not Mavasa, but maybe there is a bliya, it's Mavliya. Maybe you could say the same Svara here. Primigarim says, this Svara, Mizuka says, there is a Surah. How could it be a Surah? It's not Yatzeletis bowl. Right? It's not Yatzeletis bowl. It was the Kedera Bisaris was Rotachas. So the four it is we want to suggest is that the Kedair is rotachas. That top thing is Yatzel Wemsel. The Zeya might not be, guys. But it's enough to have a shtickel blia plus the thing on top is so hot, the Kedair Besaris is rotachas. That's enough to answer the Kedair. I grant you, if there's nothing Yatzel Wemsel, nothing's going to be a problem. But what I'm giving you is a marshal that we had the base Docher Sakine, the base Shchidz Rotech. You sometimes can have a shtickel blia, and even though the vehicle here is Zaya, it's like a mamashus a bit, and therefore since the top one is rotachas, that's enough to say, like Rabbi Kivega says, if the Kedera Elyon is rotachas, even though the Zaya is not Yatzelet as well, the Kedera Asers, and that's the story we want to say. The Prima Gadim says that's why the Kedera will be also Yabu. Yudah says no. The Kedera Mutter, if you want to be Machmer, fine. Machmer on the Kedera, but not on the Tafshel. If you look in the Bodei HaShulchan, in Sifkot and Kufay and Hay and the Kavachayim, they paskin that the Kedera is Usr, Allah Lomaisa. They paskin the Kedera is Taka Usr. So you have this Svar, even though the Yatzel, the Zay itself is not Yatzel Letters Bowl, but the top thing was hot, that's enough. It was Yatzel Letters, that's enough to Usr it. Allah Lomaisa. Okay. Now, what do we assume about waiting? Waiting 6 hours after food that was makabel tam basher through Zayah. So Yaki Yosef writes, Kedera shel basher shehaisa omenes ala esh, v'nicha agabe tafshel shel ores, u'kedoma kedei lechamim atafshel, v'nivla tam basher, ayinei azeyah v'tafshel. It was a Kedera that was open. Kedera, even though a Kedera wasn't open. The Kedera Shein Nekuva, it wasn't even open, didn't have a hole. Mutter lecho machal echol of miyad. Lach rachilis atafshul. So you had a flesh stick of pot that was on the eish, and you put on top of it a rice, so you warm it up, no problem, it's closed. You can eat it lamais and milchix right after the rice. That rice is not fleshix. Halacha lamais. Okay? So we assume, in that case, that there is not considered to be any mamashas. Okay. Now, let's move on to Siftes. Siftes we saw the beginning of, which we were masbir based on the gon, that it was considered it was hot. See, when you read that really quick, it's near shel chalev, okay? It's not chalev, even though it's supposed to be chalev. And also, when I first read it, I thought it was cold. You know, it's not cold either. Because later on in the Sif, he says, aval chalev mehutach, Cham, right? The difference between the Reish and the Sefer is Mechaber is liquid and solid. Okay? So in the Reish it's solid, and that's the din of what it melts off, and that's the din of Irish Nifsa Kiluach, which we said was considered to be what? A klipo, or in the grade is enough to do that. It's Mavliya, it's not Mavliya Umafli Kachas, but it's Mavliya Shtikl bit. Whether it be, it probably could a klipo, or maybe not even that, but a grade is enough to take care of it, you scratch it off. But the safe of the mechaber is chelev mechutach, which means liquid. Cha, shenafal mimenu tipal akli sarich hagala, because that chelev is notif ayedei the eish itself, guys. That was through the eish itself, and that's considered in the words of the gon in sifkan mem gimel shalom nifsa kiluach. So shalom nifsa kiluach. Then lemaisa you're going to need what? Then lemaisa you're going to need hagala. That's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer, and therefore you're going to need a Hagala, Lamaisa, on that, Halacha Lamaisa, not just enough of a grade, because this is considered to be hot. Now the Prechadish and Sifkot Lamatzayin is Ma'ala to be Machmir, and he says, Yatzel lettuce bo b'chelev's osu the kli. It doesn't make a difference, bein chelev shel nir shel chelev, shekorin Kruzel lebein nirshol chelev mehutach. He says if it's yatzel lettuce bowl, it asks the kli. So he argues the prichadosh on the ratio of the mechaber and says greater would not be enough. And he says if it's kli cheres, you're done. Ain't no takan at all. You just got to destroy it. So the prichadosh is cholik on this and is machmer. But I want you to get the pusha difference between the what? Between the ratio and the sefer, lemaisa, and this is why. Is it considered a nifsak akeluch or not nifsak akeluch? The reisha is nifsak, the save is not nifsak, and therefore, halacha lemaisa, you'll have the difference between great and the reisha and hagol in the sefer. Okay, now one last nakuda on this, and then we gotta finish up with the Nekuda Vayatza Letizbo. The maskana from all this sugya poshup shot is that kimat all the time by a regular pot, there's never in the hollowness of the kli shishim can get the keneged the dofonos of the kli. Every pot that's balua tam and isra ben yomo, if you cook something in there, the tafsa is going to be awesome. Why don't you say shishim? It's impossible. This is the kapal of the chachamim zichron levrachim. The dofonos of the kli are never mispatel in the tzir. Unless you're dealing with a gigantic pot, which is what we talked about, the sheet of 3600. Then there's a possibility, but in a regular normal pot, you never assume the hollowness is enough to mivatel what's in the kli. That's what comes out, lemaisa, from this simen. And if you're dealing with a special kli, like we said, huge one, then you can configure lemaisa having what? Having the 3600, well, my so the Marami Rutenberg, but generally we're never going to assume like that Medina. Okay, that's the important akuda I want you to get, and that's what we assume halacha lamaisa. Now let's close with something about Yad Soledes Bo. Okay, very important din that we should get because we touched upon it today. When you want to do Hagalah, with Mayim, the Ramah writes in Tufnim Beis Sif Aleph, Ein ha'agala mo'elas klum, im ein ha'mayim rodchim. Hagala does not work if the water is not boiling. So the Rav said, what does that mean? What's pshat in the Ramah? Do you say when there's nivla b'chom shiratiche, there's no bliya that's not yotze from it unless it's the same chom, kebolo kach polto? The way hagala works is kebolo kach polto, therefore you better match it with the same reticha, yatzel lettuce bowl. Or dilma, no. Even if it's nivla isra b'chom shel yatzel lettuce bowl, there's a din ba'agala, you need hot water. In other words, the requirement of agala requiring yatzel lettuce bowl, is that a function of kibolo kapolto? Or no? Do we say it's a din in agala, that it's not agala unless you do agala with mayim rodchim? According to the first shot, that you say it's based on kabolo kach polto, it's yotze kul in a chumra. If you're nivla yidei chom of yad seledes bo, then it should be enough to be chom gab in hagol. If it's nivla through the yad seledes bo, then it should be enough hagol. However, meidach, if it's nivla yidei chom, which is much more than riyad seledes bo, let's say soup that had a lot of shuman or salt, then you're going to need what? The high level of degree, higher than Yatza Letizbo. So it could be, well, thank you, Pedro. So it could be, if you take like the first side, you got to match it. You don't match it, it's not going to be good. But if you hold it's a halachic, that it only needs Mayim Rokim Lamaisa, then it could very well be that as long as it's hot, it's enough. I don't have to match it. So the Nafkamina, the Rav said, is by a pressure cooker. With a chom in the pressure cooker, is very, very hot. So it could be that you have to do agala in two stages. First you what? Heat up the water of a derech of cooking. That's like the agala from letzad inside. And to be machshir with the sparks that come out mibachutz, l'maisa, you'll have to do it l'maisa yedin esinas l'toch yorah rotachas. You'll have to perhaps match it, the Rav said, because it's not just a din in my in agala that you need hot water, but if it didn't matching it, then maybe you'd have to what? You have to reach that madrega, halacha lemaisa. So that's what he wanted to say lemaisa legabi that legabi hagol is mine beyond soledes bo. Now let's just close, and tomorrow we'll do. We got to do sadi gimel b'zishem. Try to go through sadi gimel lemaisa, okay, to the best of our ability, okay. Get moving lemaisa, and then as I said, we'll do Tisha B'Av on Friday, as a show. Give you time to catch up. Want to just close. One of the discussions in Hanan, which we didn't touch upon, was the sheet of the Urayim. And the Urayim writes, halacha lemaisa, one of the rayas that Tosfos brought up was from Truma. So it could very well be that Truma is mutter for the Kohen. Truma is mutter for a Kohen. It's also for Yisrael and Levim. So one of the rayas is from Truma, that there's a din chanan b'shar yisurim. That's not a raya l'maisa. Why is it not a raya? Because the poshup shot is that what? Is that for a coin it's not a dvar iser. For a coin it's not a dvar iser. And therefore, for a coin it's not a dvar iser. We don't call that, you can't bring that as a raya for chanan b'shar yisurim. Because l'maisa it's mutter, not only it's a mitzvah achilas truma for a coin. So therefore you could slug up that raya that we say chanan b'shar yisurim from the din of truma. So there's as many rayas there, and l'maisa that one you could slug up based on the sheet of the arayim. Allah l'maisa it's not a dvar iser. It's mutter for the coin. And therefore it might even be a mitzvah. So in that vein, you could slug up that raya Allah l'maisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, b'Hashem, I love to play ball, but 9 days we never did play ball. So, but Yoel is going to say the Kapura. And Bez Hashem, Lamaisa, Yoel, and Yoni are going to speak during this, the keenest. I don't think anyone else. If you did, you'll let me know. Okay?